إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: وأستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم، وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, the ayah that I've just recited, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't change the situation of a people until they change what is within themselves. We've probably heard this ayah many, many times before. And probably most of us have a rough idea as to what the verse means. Today I'm going to explain this verse in the light of the opinions of different scholars, and then come to a conclusion based upon the events that we are seeing, particularly in the Middle East, as to what the Muslim Ummah should be focused on. So this verse, like I said, it means إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't change the situation of the people until they change what is with them, the situation of themselves. So Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, he says, مِنَ الْآفَاتِ الْخَفِيَّةِ الْعَامَّةِ, from the problems that we see that are very common, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْعَقُ فِي نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ وَاخْتَارَهَا لَهُ. That sometimes the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in some kind of blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him and chosen for him. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a certain situation, gives him a blessing. فَيَمُلُّهَا وَيَطْلُبُ الْإِنْتِقَالَ مِنْهَا إِلَى مَا يَزْعُمُ لِجَهْدِهِ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْهَا. But he gets tired of that blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. He gets frustrated with that blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and he wants to get out of that blessing. He wants something else. We have a saying in English, the grass is greener always on the other side. Okay? So everything on the other side, it seems greener, more rosy. So a person is always looking for something better at all times, not realizing that maybe the situation that he is in is better for him, and he doesn't even realize it. وَرَبُّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ لَا يُخْرِجُهُ مِنْ تِلْكَ النِّعْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't take him out of that situation that he's in, knowing full well that that situation is actually good for him. وَيُعْذِرُهُ بِجَهْلِهِ وَسُوءِ اِخْتِيَارِهِ لِنَفْسِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an excuse for him, realizing that he is jahil, he is ignorant, he doesn't know what is good for him, what is bad for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him in that situation that he's in. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَ ذَرْعًا بِتِلْكَ النِّعْمَةِ وَسَفَتَهَا وَتَبَرَّبَ بِهَا وَاسْتَحْكَمَ مِلَلَهُ لَهَا سَلَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِيَاهَا. And then when that person becomes really frustrated, and he just pleads with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he wants to be taken out of the situation, and to be put into another situation, of سَلَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِيَاهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that blessing that he's in, and obviously gives him what he wanted. Now, what happens to that human being who's ever ungrateful? فَإِذَا انْتَقَلَ إِلَى مَا طَلَبَهُ وَرَأَى التَّفَاوُتَ بَيْنَ مَا كَانَ فِيهِ وَمَا صَارَ إِلَيْهِ اشْتَدَّ قَلَقُهُ وَنَدَمُهُ وَطَلَبَ الْعَوْدَةَ إِلَى مَا كَانَ فِيهِ. Now he comes into the new situation. The human being comes into the new situation that he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And he realizes, he looks back, he compares the two. He compares the situation where he was, he compares the situation where he's in, and he realizes that really the situation that he was in was much better for him. and he wants to go back again to that old situation. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ خَيْرًا وَرُشْدًا أَشْهَدَهُ أَنَّ مَا هُوَ فِيهِ نِعْمَةٌ مِنْ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ عَلَيْهِ وَرَضَاهُ بِهِ وَأَوْزَعَهُ شُكْرَهُ عَلَيْهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khayr with a person, He wants good with a person, He puts into his heart that the situation that he's in is good for him. And he realizes that it's good for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to be grateful for that situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the understanding and the realization that the situation that he's in is actually good for him. فَإِذَا حَدَّثَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ بِالْإِنْتِقَالِ عَنْهُ. When his nafs, on the odd occasion, when his heart on the odd occasion thinks about moving from that situation, إِسْتَخَارَ رَبَّهُ إِسْتِخَارَةَ جَاهِلٍ جَاهِلٍ بِمَصْلِحَتِهِ عَاجِزٌ عَنْهَا. When that person then makes istighfara to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does istighfara mean? Istighfara means, the literal translation is, to seek goodness, to seek khayr. So a person is making istighfara to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically asking Allah, guide me to what is good for me. And whatever you give me, whatever you guide me towards, I will be pleased with that. That's what basically istighfara means. So when a person gets into his heart that I need to move from this situation that I'm in, I need to move from my job that I'm in, I need to move from the town that I'm in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into his heart that he should make istighfar. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. مُفَوِّضٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He turns the situation to Allah. He puts everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. طَالِبٌ مِنْهُ حُسْنَ الْإِخْتِيَارِهِ لَهُ. And he seeks the good choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. He understands that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him is better for him, and he appreciates that. So this is the difference between two kinds of people. The person who is not grateful for the blessing that he's in, and he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him out of it. And then there's a person who is pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him, and he, if he chooses or wants to get out from the situation, he only asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khayr and goodness, and then he goes with the goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him. Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say, وَلَيْسَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَضَرَّ مِنْ مِلَلِهِ لِنِعْمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The worst thing that a person can have is malal, the frustration for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. This is the worst thing that a person can have, that a person becomes frustrated with the blessing that Allah has given him. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَرَاهَا نِعْمَةً وَلَا يَشْكُرُهُ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا يَفْرَحُ بِهَا. He doesn't realize that what he has is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't therefore thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and he doesn't be happy with it. So we have always situations like this in our marital life, in our job, in the place where we're staying, in the house that we're living. So many situations that we can think of that maybe we're frustrated with the situation that we're in, but maybe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَ عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe you dislike something and it is actually better for you. بَلْ يَسْقُطُهَا وَيَشْكُوهَا وَيَعُدُّهَا مُصِيبَةً. But the situation that he's in makes him angry, and he complains about it, and he thinks that the situation that he's in, instead of a ni'mah, he thinks it's a musibah, he thinks that it's a problem for him. هَذَا وَهِيَ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. And the reality is that it is one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and yet he doesn't even realize it. فَأَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ أَعْدَاءُ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَشْعُرُونَ بِفَتْحِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَةً. Most people are the enemies of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and they don't even realize the blessing that Allah has given them. وَهُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ فِي دَفْعِهَا وَرَدِّهَا جَهْلًا وَظُلْمًا. and they strive to get rid of this blessing and push this blessing away from them. And they are actually doing wrong, and they are doing wrong, and they don't even realize it. فَكَمْ سَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ وَهُوَ سَاعٍ فِي رَدِّهَا بِجُهْدٍ. How many times a situation occurs that a blessing rushes to a person and he is pushing and he is trying to get rid of that blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. وَكَمْ وَصَلَتْ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ سَاعٍ فِي دَفْعِهَا وَزَوَالِهَا بِظُلْمِهِ وَجَهْلِهِ. And how many times does a blessing reach him and he is striving to push it away from him because of his zulm, because of his wrongdoing, because of his jahl, because of his ignorance. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Ibn al-Qayyim quotes a verse of Surah Al-Anfal, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَنْ يَكُمْ مُغَيَّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ. And that is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't change the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to a people until they change what is within them. So this is one verse, and another verse in Surah Al-Ra'd, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And then Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say, فَلَيْسَ لِلْنِعَمِ أَعْدَى مِن نَفْسِ الْعَبْدِ. The biggest enemy of the blessings is the nafs of the human being. The biggest enemy of the nafs, the biggest enemy of the blessing is the nafs of the human being. فَهُوَ مَا عَدْوِهِ ظَهِيرٌ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ فَعَدْوُهُ يَطْرَحُ النَّارَ فِي نِعْمَةٍ وَهُ يَنْفُقُ فِيهَا. Ibn al-Qayyim, he gives an example of this. That a person, he lights the fire, and he basically blows into that fire. فَهُوَ الَّذِي مَكَّنَهُ مِنْ طَرَحِ النَّارِ. He is the one who actually lit the fire. ثُمَّ أَعَانَهُ بِالنَّفْخِ. And then he helps the fire get big by blowing it. And then, فَإِذَا اشْتَدَّ طَرَامُهَا اِسْتَغَاثَ مِنَ الْحَرِيقِ. And when this fire gets big, he seeks refuge from the heat of the fire. Amazing. This is what human beings are. They are ungrateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and they don't realize the situation that they're in is maybe better for them, and they are always looking for something else. The other more commonly held understanding of this verse is mentioned by many mufassirin, and I'm going to quote Tafsir al-Sa'di, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ مِنَ النِّعْمَةِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَرَفْضِ الْعَيْشِ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ بِأَنْ يَنْتَقِلُوا مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person blessings, and that person, despite the blessings that he has been given, he turns from iman to kufr, from obedience to disobedience, وَمِنَ الطَّاعَةِ إِلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ أَوْ مِنْ شُكْرِ نِعْمِ اللَّهِ إِلَى الْبَطْرِ بِهَا. Or from being grateful for the blessings to being ungrateful to the blessings. فَيَسْلُبُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes those blessings away from him. عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا غُيِّرَ الْعِبَادُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا غَيَّرَ الْعِبَادُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فَانْتَقَلُوا إِلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And the opposite. If a person was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غَيَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the situation also, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the blessings for that person for his obedience. مَا كَانُ فِيهِ مِنَ الشِّقَاءِ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَالسُّرُورِ وَالْغِبْطَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. Then a person, he was in misfortune, he was in difficulty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then opens up the situation towards ease and happiness for that person. This is what this verse means. So this is the more commonly held understanding of this verse, the meaning. Now we take this verse and understand it from both perspectives, both interpretations that I've given, and now look at the situation in the Middle East, in many countries, what's happening. You had first Iraq, and you had a situation where you had a ruler, dictator, Zalim, Jabir, whatever. Then the situation changes, the dictator is removed, and then we realize that the situation becomes even worse than it was. We see the situation in Egypt, that we saw that one dictator is removed, a government becomes democratically elected, and then the people still are unhappy with the situation, and they cause all kinds of havoc and problems to try to change the situation again. So in both situations we see, and in other countries in the world, we are seeing that the majority of the cases, the people being ungrateful for the blessings that Allah has blessed them with, change, wanting change, and then when the change occurs, being ungrateful again and wanting change again. And this is what it's all about. So what is a person supposed to do? We have to really go back and think about our own deeds from both perspectives. From, first of all, from being grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and from the second perspective, fixing our own a'mal, fixing our own deeds, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the barakah of our deeds, through the barakah of our a'mal, through the barakah of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up khair and goodness for us. The problem is that we don't look at our deeds and we don't look at our a'mal. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised very, very clearly in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever did good deeds, whether that person is male or female, then we will give them a very good life. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Many people have this opinion that if we install a khilafah, that is, there's one kingdom and an Islamic ruler, everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to go straight. All the Muslims are going to become pious. And then the Islamic law and rule can be imposed upon people and they're going to accept it. We'll be seeing that even on a smaller level, nobody accepts it. Why? Because we are initially not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not inclined towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not inclined towards the strictness of Islam, really not realizing that strictness is good for us. We need that strictness. We need the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. We need the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our lives. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not judge according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges, then those people are disbelievers. So this is very, very important for us to understand that we ourselves need to change. And when we change, when we adopt iman, when we adopt good deeds, then the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear. From the bottom up, from the common man, from the ground up, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to work. We want to work from the top down. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those people that had iman and they did good deeds, that most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them the khilafah of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the rule of the earth, but it has to work from me and you and the individual person. How am I as an individual being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How am I showing my obedience? How am I staying away from ma'asi and haram? This is the question that each one of us needs to ask ourselves. And then there are situations that we need to think about that are going on, that how as Muslims we need to react to them. We look at the state of the Muslims in Islam. Why is it that in Islamic countries that people seem to reject Islam? Not the majority, but there is a very big portion of people who want to reject Islam nowadays. They don't want to accept Islam. They don't want anybody to talk to them about Islam. Just the fact that they are saying La ilaha illallah seems to be enough. It seems that saying La ilaha illallah is a ticket for them to go to Jannah, and that's all they need. The deeds, the a'mal, living an Islamic lifestyle, staying away from ma'asi and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not something that people are prepared to adopt. Why is this? What is the situation? I have a few theories about that. And one of them is that the reason is that people are taking Islam for granted. People are taking Islam for granted. People are realizing and hearing the Adhan 5 times a day, thinking that we're in a Muslim country, we are living Islam, quote unquote living Islam, we are all Muslims, alhamdulillah, and that seems to be enough. Whereas here in this country, we don't take Islam for granted. And the reason for that is that if we become relaxed about our attitude to Islam, then there are so many dangers lurking outside that can take away our Islam. Those dangers can take away our deen. Those dangers can take away our children from Islam to even atheism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children and ourselves. And because of this conflict that we have in front of us, we are forced to take measures to protect our deen and our Islam. And because of that, we have more of an appreciation for Islam and its values. And the fact that in many Muslim countries, there is no kind of conflict, everybody feels comfortable with the Islam that they have, and there doesn't seem to be any danger of losing the children or losing that Islam, then people have a very lax attitude of Islam, and then they have a very relaxed understanding of Islam also. So this is one of the reasons that people have a different attitude towards Islam. And the thing is that as Muslims, we should appreciate, all Muslims should appreciate the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, especially the blessing of Islam, as I mentioned in the Eid khutbah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us to this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ. And this is why I have another theory that maybe some people may disagree with. And that is that I have a very strong feeling that the revival of Islam is going to come from the West this time. From the events we see in the Middle East, and the fact that people seem to be rejecting Islam at a very ground level. And then we see that in the un-Islamic or non-Muslim countries, we are seeing that the masajid are growing, the communities are growing, the Islamic schools are flourishing, people are coming to the masajid, alhamdulillah. Not enough, but we still see a growth. If we maintain this, then there is a very high chance that the revival of Islam can start again from the West. And that's where me, you, your children, your grandchildren have a part to play. We have to understand that community building and making things, laying down infrastructure for the future of Islam and Muslims in this country, for Muslims is very, very important. So at a community level, we have to try our best to do what we can, keeping our future generations in mind. That how Islam can be protected in this country, how the Islam can be protected in our children, how the Islam can be protected in our communities. All of these things, that they should be weighing on our mind. And from the bottom up, when we are working, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the situation at the top also. These are the things that we should be focusing on. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم انكرنا ولا تنكر علينا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا، اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي مصر وفي سوريا وفي الصومال وفي السودان وفي العالم كله، واجعلنا من الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك حقا ولا يخافون فيك لومة لائم. آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.